You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is another Mindset Monday with your girl. Me, of course, I am your host, Takara Barnes. I am in here on this Mindset Monday. How are you guys doing? So let me just kind of recap you guys on what I've had going on. So, I'm just gonna say, like, be prepared, like, this month, like, I'm moving next month, like we talked about, moving to Atlanta. I have a live show coming up next month too as well. So kind of expect me to kind of be like in and out kind of right now. And like, y'all pray for me, because like right now, something that I'm struggling with, I have so many projects that I'm doing. I'm thankful. Like, I'm literally probably have like at least, I have like probably like 5 projects that I'm working on that's either currently coming up or stuff that I'm working on to jumpstart my 2019. Like, I have like a lot. It's probably more than 5. Actually, it's probably more than 5 or 6 things that I do have going on. So, for probably this month, probably kind of expect me to kind of be in and out. Like, I may have a show, may not, just being honest. Because right now, like I said, I'm struggling with balance. Like, I'm struggling juggling everything, because I do work a full-time job. I am a wife. I do a lot. So just pray for me that I can just learn how to balance everything. And I'm reading books on that too as well, on learning that, because it's a struggle. Like, when you're trying to do so much stuff and fit it all in and give yourself rest, like with me getting up, working out 3 days a week, I'm trying to cook every day to make sure that Terrell has healthy meals, with us trying to do this weight loss. Got that live show coming up next month, so I've been prepping for that. You know, I'm happy that I'm to the point now where we actually recently just hired help, so that is fantastic. I'm happy that I can get to that point too as well. So just be praying for me on my work-life balance things that I'm going through. So my inspiration was for today. It's kind of like a little two different things. So my inspiration for today's episode, it's really my sister. I have a little sister, her name's Taylor. She kind of has been through a lot. She's only 20. She's been through a lot when she was like, you know, 18, 19. It's been kind of like a growing up type of struggle that we've been doing. And my sister does makeup, and she just started doing, and she's good. Like, she's good. Like, she's good. Like, she's self-taught. Like, she's learning. She wants to get better. She practices. She's getting better. Like, and me, I don't really let anybody do my face. Like, and I let her do mine. And I accept that if she might mess me up, but I support her in her doing that. So just my inspiration today has really been my sister. And just last episode we talked about, you know, he will shape you to bless you. And it's crazy, because just thinking about her and thinking about myself, and like, we've always struggled to you know, a little background on that, you know, with her, we didn't grow up in the same household. We have the same father. I found out about her when I was probably 13 years old. We never really had a relationship. After I graduated college, I wanted to step up and just wanted to, and I'm gonna just go ahead and say this too, because this is something that's real. I think that, and this is me being really 100 with y'all and just being my background, being vulnerable. I think that a mistake that men make, and men when it comes to children, I think that me and her never really had an introduction. It was never really a sit down, like, you know, this is your sister, because like, it was kind of a situation where I like literally found out, and it was kind of like, hey, by the way, you have a sister, that type of thing. So we never had that conversation. So me, and when I graduated college, I knew that I needed to take the initiative and to step up and to have a relationship with her and develop a relationship with her, because I did not have one at all. And so with that, you know, I had her on my AU team, got her on my AU team, woo, woo, woo. We connected that way. because I had no clue on how to make a connection with her. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was a struggle for me. So, just with that, so just developing a relationship with her, and it's been a struggle. And I've always been kind of hard on her, like really hard on her, like because I just didn't know how to really communicate. So just I was always there for her. I felt like it anyway. Always there for her, but I always like told her about herself, told her the truth. Like, you know, I was always a cheerleader for her too as well. But I would always hold her accountable. And that's me. If you know me, I'm gonna hold you accountable anyway. That's just me off top. So just with her journey and her doing her makeup, and you know, she just struggled a lot in her relationship. And this is, you know, I'm just, like I said, she's my inspiration today, so I'm not gonna really go into everything. But she just kind of struggled a lot here lately, you know, just with, you know, and you know, when you 19, 20, you going through identity, like it's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? You graduating high school, like you figuring things out. Me just watching what she had to be shaped and watch what she was going through and watch what she had to go through. And it's crazy because in her process of her struggling with identity and her just struggling, trying to figure things out, like I would still reach out to her and be like, hey, you know, what, that was kind of stupid what you did, you know, just being honest. But I understand where you're at. Like, I always would let her know that. Like, I understand what you're going through. Like, you're a woman. Like, you don't know how to, you got all these emotions. You don't know how to express them. Like, but just seeing her, she recently just started doing makeup on YouTube. So her first video, and it's crazy because, like, her first video, y'all, like, she got over 4,000 views and got, like, 200 shares on Facebook. And with that being said, like, it's just crazy because, like, and I'm building, I'm kind of, this is kind of part two of last week, just talking about he will shape you to bless you. And it's crazy because, like, we legit have to just, like, we do have to go through, and excuse my language, usually I don't cuss on here, but we have to go through shit. Like, I can't say stuff. I can't even say stuff where you have to go through. Like, you legit have to go through shit, bruh. Like, you have to go through shit. And it's crazy. And me just looking at myself now and where I'm at. And I reached out to her. I reached out to my sister the other day. And we talk often. I reached out to her and I was just like, hey, you know. And I was something I would always preach to her about because she was raised by my grandma. She was so, like, spoiled. And by all means, I'm extremely spoiled myself. Like, she was always spoiled. I always had stuff handed to her. And I just had to, you know, explain to her, like, nothing's handed to you. Like, you're going to have to work. Like, you want to depend on people. Like, everything was always, like, an educational thing. Like, one time, you know, she, like, I think she got, like, a flat tire or something like that. So I had to buy her a tire. And I was telling her, like, you don't have any bills. So why don't you have money to buy you a tire because you have a job? Like, what if I didn't have the money to buy you that tire? Like, what would you have done? Like, and that's why I just try to tell her, teach her that. But, you know, it's hard, you know, just about her situation. There's certain things that she doesn't know. Like, and I was just trying to teach her, like, nobody's going to give you this. Nobody's going to give you that. Like, you got to understand, you got to get stuff on your own. Like, that's something I would always try to, you know, tell her that, especially with her situation. Like, you know, nothing was handed to you in life. Like, you had to really make things work. But with her, and just seeing her transformation, and it's like with this episode, like I struggle with the title for this, so I guess we're just gonna say like we're gonna talk about like just after the breakthrough. We're gonna talk about just that when you hit that breakthrough as a woman, when you really like, and it's something I was telling her, you know, me and her talk often, especially with me knowing where she's at right now, her trying to start something new. I cling to those people because, like I talked about all the time, when I first started this, it was a lot. Like, when you're first starting something new, you have to fight so many battles within yourself. Like, you're fighting yourself. I don't think people really understand that. Like, people don't talk about that much. How many battles you have to fight within yourself before you get to your breakthrough, before you get to that point where stuff just clicks. Like, people don't understand that. So, and that's something I was talking to her about, and I was just saying, like, you know, she was telling me, I text her randomly. And me, if y'all don't know me, like, I'm a very random, I'm very, like, the Lord be talking to me. Y'all be think I be playing when I say that, but he do. So, like, stuff comes to me to say to certain people all the time. Or people just get on my mind and I'm like, hey, you know, let me text them. Let me encourage them. And if you know me, I'm sure if you listen to this, you probably done got one of my texts before. My random inspirational text telling you how great you are. But I do that. So, just with her, yesterday I sent her a text and I was just telling her, I was like, hey, you know, I see where you're at now. Like, I'm loving what you're doing. Like, I see where you're at now. Like, you're wanting to get better. You want something before, because that's what I would tell her all the time. Like, you don't want anything. Like, you don't have any goals. That's what I'd be so worried about. Like, I don't see you striving towards something. Like, you need to want something. So, like, and something I had to struggle to with as well with myself is I had to understand that not everybody's me. Not everybody's, like, as goal-oriented, as driven as I am. If they were, like, we'd have, you know, not saying that I'm at a high status or whatever like that, but I'm just saying, like, there would be more people achieving a lot more stuff if we all were. And I'm not saying that I'm great, but I'm just saying, like, I'm very driven, very goal-oriented. I've always been that way. It's something I do get from my dad. And that's what something I would always tell her. I'm like, you know, you got to understand, like, you have that in you. Like, it needs to click. So just, like, with her, just seeing where she's at now. And I told her, and I texted her, and I was like, hey, I see where you're at now. You're at the point where it finally has clicked for you. Like, you're over a certain hump. Like, it's click for you. I said, you know, but, you know, you just got to just keep going and keep going and keep going and just fight, you know, fight struggles within yourself. And it was funny. She was like, it's so crazy that you sent me that message, because right now, she said, I ain't been thinking about giving up, but I've just been kind of down on myself. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like, when, like I said, like, you really have to fight those battles within yourself. And, like, to the people out there who are fighting those battles, like, make sure that you don't, make sure that you just, make sure that you get you that support group that we talked about before, because it's you need to let somebody know, especially when it comes to you in business, or you need to have those certain people that you do talk to. And you need to have those people around you to tell you, hey, you know, tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. You need that around you. You need people to bounce your ideas off from. You need people to tell you, hey, keep your head up. You need positive vibes around you off top. And not understand, like, if somebody's critiquing you or somebody's telling you something, that's still a positive vibe too, because they're telling you because they have those good intentions. But just make sure it's those right people. And so, you know, I think for me, I was right on time with her. And something I was sharing to her, I was like, you know what? I said, it's crazy because, like, you really, and it's something, and if you're not there yet, I'll explain this to you too. I really think that once you get past a certain point of when, you know, you're becoming yourself, and because I've been telling y'all, 26 and 27, let me tell y'all, 26 and 27, they were something else. Them were some years for me, for your girl, okay? Some years. But for me, like, I think that I literally just woke up one day and stuff clicked for me. Like, I really told myself, like, I'm going to do it. Like, I need to boss up, because it's so many times we get to a place where we feel so sorry for ourselves and we get all that head trash and we just, you know, try to talk ourselves out of things and we're just always negative. We don't, like, that's where I was at for myself. Like, I didn't feel confident about anything that I was doing. Didn't really know what I was wanting. Didn't really have any direction. So I was just like I was just like a baby. I was just had like a piss poor attitude all the time. But it's like one day, like, I woke up and I was just different. Like, I was just different. Like, I told myself, hey, you know, I made the steps to, I got me a trainer, been working out consistently. I'm eating healthy now. Like, I'm getting my stuff done. Like, I'm making plans. I got all these projects. Like, I'm getting to it. Like, I'm really focused. I think that we get to that point where we wake up and something clicks for you. And that's what I was telling her. I said, I'm not sure if you're there now. I said, but you've really, like, kick the door down. And that's one thing I say, and I guess that's my title for today, is kick the door down. Like, once you get to that certain point, like right now, I legit feel like there's no doubt in my mind, like, and you guys get to this point too. Like, for me, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm not going to blow up. I mean, well, I don't think I said that right, but I truly believe that I'm going to blow up. Like, I know that. I believe that. And I don't need for other people to believe in it around me in my circle right now. And I think that we have to get a point too, because we give so many people so much power in early stages of things. Like, we give people power. We give social media power. We give our family power. We give our friends power. And this power for us to, it's power for other people not to believe in us too as well sometimes. Like, you know, like I had, you know, and I'll be honest too, like, and this is something like I talked to her about too as well. When you're starting something new, like, if you read any kind of entrepreneur thing or you watch videos, this is what they always tell you. It's the people who you think is going to support you that's not going to. And that's a fact. It's a fact. Like, those are the people who you think are going to believe in you and they don't. The people you think are going to buy from you, they're not going to. Like, the people who you didn't even know the people you don't even know are going to support you before the people you know. Like, and that's just real. That's just how things is. But just with that being said, like, I'm at the place where nothing is, like, I'm not letting anything hold me back. Anything or anyone. Like, that's that breakthrough. Like, I think that that's that. I think that God has to shape us. And I think that that's the blessing. That when you get to that point, when you get over that hump, where that negative about yourself, you're past that, when you're allowing other people to have power and, you know, and what the seeds that you're trying to plant and you're giving those people power, I think that that blessing is the breakthrough, like, where your mindset is, because it literally is a mindset. The mindset that I have right now, like, I'm blessed to say that I am the best version of myself. Like, I am the best version of myself, like, I'm so comfortable in my own skin. Like, I don't really care what other people think anymore. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, I don't care if, like, if I used to be so upset, like I said, if my friends wouldn't listen to my podcast. Like, I don't care if they listen or not at this point, because I got other people who are, like, 9 countries. Okay. I had to brag on myself for a second. 9 countries. But, I think that that's really, like, the blessing when you when your mindset's changed and you can look back at and see the growth within yourself. Like, just for, like, for an example. The whole me working out thing. Like, y'all remember the episode I did, January 1st episode? Like, it was on that Get Fit. Like, we was all like, Get Fit. I was hyped, like, telling y'all I was finna work out. I gassed all y'all up, telling y'all I was finna have my body together for the summer. Baby, I just started working out consistently, like, 3 months ago. And I struggle with that. That's something I struggle with all year. And I finally kicked that door down. Like, I finally, and I'm telling y'all, like, if you start with one small thing being consistent, it just really, in all areas, like, it takes over. Like, it carries over in all aspects of your life. I'll give you another thing I got to celebrate. Like, with Terrell. Like, I see Terrell, like, something I always struggle with. We struggle with in our marriage. I felt like the same thing with Terrell. Like, hey, you know, you need to find something that's, like, your niche. You need to find something that you want. Which, you know, even with our podcast we have together, also to Battle of the Borns. Make sure y'all go check that out. It'll be releasing tomorrow. With Terrell, it's like with him, like, I never saw him like, come on, like, what do you need to want something? Like, what do you want? Like, and he loves our podcast. Our podcast is his thing, praise God. Because at first it was a struggle, him getting him to do a whole lot of stuff. But in him, with his, you know, seeing him in his journey with his weight loss journey too, as well, seeing him struggle, like, he struggled the past few years. I had to kick the door down with that. Like, I had to tell myself, you know, hey, you need to support him more. You know, you need to be a better wife when it comes to this area. You need to be working out with him because he can't do it alone. You want this to be done, but he can't do it alone. You need to join him. You need to get him, you know, get him going. You got to sacrifice. You need to do whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, to help him out. So, the other day, we went to McDonald's. And this was, like, Terrell's kick the door down moment. We went to McDonald's because I think it was, like, the only thing open at the time. And I don't condone myself with that, but anyway, so we went to McDonald's, and, like, Terrell's ordering whatever, and I'm like, you know, I'd be on him about, you know, making sure he eats healthy, woo woo woo, like, you need to get this, you need to get that. And I didn't say anything. I think I was on my phone. This was his kick the door down moment. So, like, he orders McDonald's, and he was like, hey, do y'all have, like, a lettuce wrap or something like that for that burger, because I don't, you know, I can't do that bun. I was like, oh my goodness, like, this is really, okay, this is you. This is the new you, the new healthy you. Okay, this is where we're at. Okay. Like, that was his, okay, he's on his ish right now. Like, and I'm blessed because I'm seeing that with a lot of people around me. Like, I see that with my sister, even though she may not see it with herself, but I see that with her. Like, she kicked that door down. Like, think about what's your moment. Like, what's it going to take for you to kick that door down, for you to just to tap into something? Like, it's so many things. Like, we talk about this, like, and it's crazy. We get to that stage when you are driven, when you're trying to figure things out, you talk about stuff. Like, you know, I think I want to do this. I think I want to do that. You plant so many seeds, but you don't always follow through. Like, what's it going to take for you to kick that door down? And if so, if you've had that moment where you did, okay, I kicked the door down, what was that moment that you had? And I think that something we need to do, like, and this is something that I want you guys to do too, because on this show, I'm always talking about, you know, I'm always, you know, picking myself apart or picking each other apart. Like, you know, this is what we got to fix, you know, coming at my neck, my own neck, and coming at you guys' neck too. But like, here lately, like, I'm always the person, I'm my biggest critic. I'm always looking at myself like, hey, you know, you got to do this better. You got to do that better. Like, I want us, me, myself, and I want you guys. And because somebody, I was supposed to give you guys a challenge, and I'm going to give you guys just a little homework for you guys to do. Let's talk about all the stuff we've accomplished so far in 2018. Like, even me, I'm nowhere near where I wanted to be or planned. Like, I had a whole lot of stuff on my goal list right now that, you know, I'm like, it ain't gonna happen. But, and that's okay. And you guys probably do too. But I really want us to take time this week, if you can, take time and write down 10 things. And if you have more than 10 things, because me, I'm gonna write down, I'm pretty sure I have more than 10 things. Write down so many things that you accomplished. Or the things that you've accomplished in 2018. And it can be little stuff. Like, and I'll share some things with you guys. And matter of fact, you know, I'm going to wait till next week. And I'm going to share mine with you next week. I'll give you one. Like, me doing this podcast was an accomplishment. Me doing it for a full year. Like, November 2nd will be a year for this. That's a major accomplishment. Me doing 2 live shows. You know what I'm saying? That's an accomplishment. That's something that I should be proud of. I don't think that we do that enough on here. And I think that that's something that I need to get you guys to do a whole lot more is we need to celebrate. Like, celebrate stuff that you accomplished. Like, celebrate yourself kicking that door down. Because me, like, just me knowing my mindset of where I was and where I am now, like, yes, praise God. Like, I'm so blessed of where I'm about to go. Like, and I told you, like, I had to go through some stuff. Like, I had to go through a layoff. I had to go through, you know, family issues. I had to, you know, go through just all kind of struggles, hell. Like, I've been going through it, like, these last 2 years. Like, it took a lot for me to get to where I'm at now, and I appreciate that process. And I'm praising God for, you know, what he's done in my life and how he's changed my mindset. Because like I told y'all, when we started this, baby, the name of the podcast was It's a Mindset, but baby, it was not a mindset. I may have said that it was, but, you know, I birthed into that, and it was, you know, a growing process for me too as well. And you guys been through on this journey with me, and shout out to y'all for that, for people who stuck with this. But, like, kick the door down. Like, let's talk about it. You know, if you've kicked the door down, talk about, you know, send them to me. Like, talk about, you know, how you did it, or what was your breakthrough for yourself, you know, for you to just to tap into something that, you know, I know I'm about to accomplish something. I know I'm a better person, or I know I've seen growth in myself. Or if you're not there yet, still write some things down that you have accomplished, because you may have kicked the door down and you maybe just don't feel it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which I ain't the person to tell you that. You do have to, that's something you have to feel for yourself. But most definitely. So I love when y'all send me y'all's accomplishments. Like I said, like, I love that. So y'all send that to me, like, send me, you know, where you're at or where you're trying to be. Like, but I think it's now's the time. It's October. Like, it's time for us to really, like, wind down and really look at all the things that we have done, like, the great things that we've done. Not, I'm still trying to get here, I'm still trying to get there, because that's something I'm consistently doing. I'm consistently trying to make moves. But I need to just sit down, like, here, the remaining of 2018, like, I'm really, like, enjoying myself, like, enjoying what I've accomplished, like, because I've done a whole lot of stuff in 2018, and I'm thankful, like, and I've seen other people accomplish things, too, and I count that as a win for myself, because, you know, I saw them, I know where they've been through. So shout out to people who's kicking that door down. Shout out to the people who was about to tap into that. But like I said, the challenge for this week is going to be write down some, at least 10 things that you accomplished. And if you can't think of 10 things, I'm sure you have. It could be something little. It don't have to be nothing great. Something that you accomplished that you know, hey, I wouldn't have did this a year ago. Write those things down. Hopefully, I will be having a special guest next week. I'm pretty sure I need to get with her. So hopefully, we have a special guest next week. Also, too, if you guys do not know, if you guys do tune into my other show, Battle of the Barns with my husband, Terrell, we are doing a live show November 10th for the Nashville area in Franklin, Tennessee. Make sure you guys, if you haven't got your tickets already, we still have some left. The ticket sales is on point. Like, they're actually really good. We have 3 packages available. Make sure you guys go check that out. Like, botbnashville.eventbrite.com, or you can go follow our page, our Instagrams, me at T Barnes 4QTR, or, well, you can go follow Terrell, but he don't be posting like that, at TLB11. But make sure you go follow at Battle of the Barnes on Instagram and on Facebook. You can go purchase the tickets on our bios. I am having 15% off still on my general admissions, but it's going to be a great show. Like, we got a DJ, we got a bartender, we got signature drinks. Like, it's going to be a good time. It's our last weekend in Nashville, so definitely want to do it right. Make sure you guys go check that out. Go get your live show tickets. But for now, thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.